Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Now, the Gautrain Management Agency recently hosted the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar in partnership with the Gauteng City Region Observatory, another successful seminar with this year's theme, Action Learning for Innovation in Public Transport. It brought to an end the first 5 years of the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar and provided the opportunity to reflect on what has been achieved. Here to help me do that is Viwe Mgedezi, Executive Manager for Knowledge Management at the GMA, and she's going to be chatting with me about those first 5 years of the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar. Viwe, welcome. Let's start with some background on yourself and just how you came to be involved in the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar.
Right, so I have been in the knowledge management space for over 10 years now. I joined the Gautrain Management Agency as the Executive Knowledge Management since 2015. It's a role that involves managing knowledge for the organization as well as records management and document control, because we are a public-private partnership, which a big component of it is governed through our concession agreement, which requires that, you know, documentation are handled in a particular way so that we adhere to the contracting that we have with the concessionaire. So that's what the span of what I do for the organization, and knowledge management is a big component of that portfolio.
Maybe before we move on, just to unpack that knowledge management aspect, because obviously, you know, as it says on the tin, the sharing of knowledge, it's an important aspect of the GMA and what it does.
Yes, so knowledge management in the Gautrain Management Agency context is a very important, I think, for all organizations, because at the very basic level, knowledge management is about, one, making sure that we learn from our mistakes, making sure that we do not reinvent the wheel, and we apply knowledge from the experiences that we've had. We've seen that in many occasions that when knowledge management is thriving, it's being implemented fully and embedded in the practices of the organization is able to move quite rapidly to innovation level, because now everybody is going through the same common theme or common goal of preserving knowledge for the organization, using it as much as possible, and ensuring that we don't run into wasteful, costly exercises of reinventing, you know, as I said before, repeating mistakes that we could have learned from a past project. Perhaps we spend 5 million in a project and we learn lessons. If we don't apply those lessons in the next round of that project, it means that we are effectively wasting money. And knowledge management plays a very key role in ensuring that the organization sticks to its strategy, preserves its knowledge, intellectual property, as well as lastly moves, you know, closer to innovation, which is where we would like most organizations to be, to create value for their stakeholders.
Right, let's look at the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar now. And right from the start, what's been the overriding objective if you go back 5-6 years to when you first embarked on the first seminar?
So the public transport space, or the transport space in South Africa, has got a lot of platforms that we can describe as conferences, seminars, where different stakeholders come together and discuss issues around transport, whether from a public sector point of view or from a private sector point of view. But when I joined the GMA and having this background of knowledge management, what I saw was that there is a gap when it comes to the knowledge aspect when it comes to transport. So it was not, I think the GMA was not about adding yet another platform for the sake of having a talk shop or another platform where stakeholders come together, but it was about addressing their particular need of raising awareness to the stakeholders that knowledge is a critical component in transport, public transport in particular. And the more we as a stakeholders playing in that space, when we begin to share this knowledge and apply this knowledge and create new knowledge for innovation, as I said, it's when we begin to create value for our stakeholders and the users of public transport on a day-to-day basis. So that was the anchoring reason why the seminar was started by the GMA.
And those stakeholders themselves, can you detail exactly who those main stakeholders and partners are or were?
I'll start firstly with the main stakeholder. The main stakeholder, you know, when it comes to public transport, as the name suggests, is the public. Because in South Africa, as our former CEO used to say, Mr. Jack van der Merwe, in South African context, transport is a mode of force. It's not a mode of choice. So many South Africans are still not able to afford private transport yet. Therefore, they rely on public transport, which means that there's more that needs to be done in ensuring that public transport is improved, you know, it's on time, it's serving the needs of the people. So the public becomes then a very important stakeholder in this regard. And secondly, the role players in the public sector space, so that would be the Department of Transport, the provincial Department of Transport and Roads, currently known as Department of Roads and Logistics, as well as the other players, like, for instance, our recent partner, the Gauteng City Region Observatory, which plays a key role in doing research in the space, as well as the other partners in academia, the universities, that we've gone on to create partnerships with, who play in the space as well. The private sector, who provide the different services for public transport in this space. So those are the different, I'd say, partners, role players in this. Of course, overall, all of government or public service organizations have a key role to play when it comes to public transport.
I like what you say about the public and the commuters or the passengers themselves, because I would imagine that placing them center of any discussion regarding public transport, front and center, is key, I would imagine, for any public transport discussion.
Absolutely, because ultimately the service that we are providing is for the commuter. So the introduction of knowledge management into the space has to be with the intent of improving, making it more efficient for the benefit of the commuter or the benefit of the key stakeholder, which is the public. It's really not about us as policymakers or those who are funders in the space or those who are doing academia in the space. It's about what can we do collaboratively to create solutions that are beneficial for the key stakeholder, which is the public?
Absolutely. Well, let's start looking at the content covered over the first 5 years of the seminar. What have been some of the themes headlining those events?
Thanks, Dylan. So we started off in 2018. We had a partnership with the Gordon Institute of Business Science, a business school that belongs to the University of Pretoria. And in that partnership, because it was an inaugural seminar, we started with, can we create a collaboration or collaborative platform where we can bring together the stakeholders, the decision makers, to talk about skills in the sector? How far have we gone? What are the gaps that are there? How can we bridge those gaps collaboratively as the key partners, the key stakeholders, the mentoring that still needs to happen within the public transport space, as well as, you know, dealing with future challenges. Yes, in all the different platforms that currently exist that tackle public transport issues, the challenges are discussed. They are, you know, on top of the agenda. But we wanted to take it further to say, yes, there's challenges, but how do we create solutions to meet these challenges? And what can we anticipate as future challenges? So that was the inaugural seminar, where we had, again, academia and also thought leaders in the public transport space. That first one was also a platform where the Gautrain Management Agency launched its very first publication of case studies, which details the lessons learned throughout the duration of the Gautrain since its inception. So that was the launch as well. The following year, our focus was the leveraging. I think that year was 2019, when everybody was talking about 4IR and the use of 4IR. And I mean, it was a tip of tongue. Then from a GMA point of view, it was to say, how do we as public transport leverage on 4IR, but for socio-economic benefit, again, for the benefit of the key stakeholder, which is the commuter or the public. It also was about sustainability, because what we also observed was that the discussions around climate change, which is a very important point, particularly coming off COP27 just a few days ago, was that how do public transport decision makers deal with the issue of climate change, and how do they incorporate it, you know, in their discussions and policy documentation on a day-to-day basis. The following year, we were hit by COVID, and we thought long and hard about whether we would have an installation of the public transport knowledge seminar, but because we had to adapt very rapidly, so
like
we moved that into a virtual space. So we had a series of webinars with various partners. I think that's the year we collaborated the most. We had a lot of different stakeholders all over the world coming in and sharing their views about transport and the recovery post the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we had stakeholders from the World Bank, stakeholders from the UN, stakeholders from locally, academics, our leading climatologists, giving us their views about what would be, because at the time, I don't think everybody had a solution as to what is this COVID-19 about and what is going to happen and ultimately what the solutions would be. But it was a more thought-provoking discussions about what is it that leaders ought to be thinking about when it comes to transport, recovery, and also the pandemic itself. The following year, which was last year we took a step back and we said, well, there are problems as we've identified in terms of challenges in the space. How do we start creating a system of problem solving? So we applied systems thinking in 2021 and we looked outside of the usual public transport stakeholder or thought leader or decision maker. And we said, let's look to the arts. Let's look to the people who are not ordinarily in the discussions about transport and say, you deal with problems on a day-to-day basis. How do you approach problem solving? So I think you'll recall we had artists, for instance, jazz musician Nduduzo Makatini. We had our leading academic, Professor Piti Ganduli, as one of the guests, to mention but a few, and Enrique Stock, a human-centered designer, to sort of lead, you know, that thinking process about problem solving. And lastly, which was this year's seminar, was just a build-up on that problem solving to say, right, if we have thought about problem solving and try to apply in a systems thinking manner how other people deal with solution formulation, then how do we apply action learning in public transport? And that was the theme for this year's seminar.
Well, I want to pick up on that, Viwe, because the past 2 years have focused on innovation. And I just want you to unpack and explain why you think this is such an important aspect in public transport, in your opinion. Because and do you feel the transport sector is ready to implement some of those innovative ideas that have come from the past two seminars?
Absolutely. I think given, Dylan, the kind of input and the kind of engagement we've had with the stakeholders. But I want to take it a step back and say that we often think about innovation in a technological sense, in a digital sense. And I think with our interaction with stakeholders, we're able to see that innovation is about finding solutions to simple problems at first that are seemingly simple, but nobody is paying attention to solving those problems. And then you build up from there. I'll make one example when it comes to the Gautrain. One of the things we've observed over the years is that people, when they're not familiar with the system, they are on the system, they often get lost and they ask our security personnel, you know, how to get around. And we said, but why is it that people need to ask? It means then there's something wrong with the wayfinding. So we did a very small, immersive research on wayfinding and to find out how can we best find a simple solution to something that is simple but has a bigger impact on the person who's trying to get from OR Tambo maybe to Sandton, and this is the first time using the system. And from that study, we were able to get results, solutions that we can implement in our bigger projects, for instance, of signage. So having said that, I'd say that innovation in public transport, at the end of the day, it's about delivering a service to the commuter, which is the public. It's about delivering a service that is simplified, but is offering value. It's about increasing capabilities of us as practitioners in the space to be able to deal with the solution finding or the solution co-creating. So in a nutshell, it's about opening our eyes and our minds into what is the core business that we are in. It's about moving commuters. If we're about to move commuters, how do we move commuters in a manner that is conducive for everyone concerned sustainably as well?
Welcome back. We're still with Viwe Mgedezi, Executive Manager for Knowledge Management of the Gautrain Management Agency, looking at the first 5 years of the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar, with the fifth one wrapping up recently. Viwe, another successful seminar recently and a time to reflect on 5 years of these valuable public transport events. But what for you have been some of the key lessons learned from these seminars over the past 5 years?
The very first lesson, Dylan, is that collaboration is very important to be able to deliver useful and sustainable solutions. The key ingredient to the success of the seminars over the last 5 years has been our partnerships. So in terms of our knowledge management strategy, one of the pillars of our strategy is creating partnerships for knowledge, and we've been able to deliver successful seminars by partnering with partners who are in different spaces and academia, as I've said. So the first two seminars we delivered in partnership with the Gordon Institute of Business Science, and the last three we've delivered now with the Gauteng City Region Observatory. So first of all, collaboration, strategic partnerships are very key in as far as this is concerned. Thirdly, leadership is important. We are very fortunate to have leadership at the GMA that is very awake to the need for knowledge, awake to the need and the strategic importance of knowledge management in an organization. And as such, they lead from the front in terms of knowledge management initiatives, and in particular, the seminar itself and its importance to the wider public transport community in South Africa. As you know, these seminars are held during Public Transport Month, October month in South Africa, which observes the use of public transport. So I would say that those three, the leadership, collaboration, strategic partnerships, are the core ingredients for the success of the seminars over the last 5 years.
And very simply, have these seminars achieved what you set out to achieve?
To a great extent, without really being overestimating or overstating, you know, our achievements over the last 5 years. I think, first of all, the fact that we are now in year five and we've been able to deliver these and have the feedback from the stakeholders, because after each seminar, we do ask the stakeholders, how did you find it? What can we do to make this better? So I would say, from the lens of the stakeholders that are participating and how they've given us feedback about those seminars, I'd say that yes, we have, but there's a lot of work to do still, because we still encounter as knowledge managers the repetition of mistakes and the lack of collaboration where they perhaps should have been. So I think there's a lot to do, but definitely some of our deals we've been able to achieve.
So on that note, lots to do then. So the million-dollar question, can we expect more public transport knowledge seminars in the future? It sounds like we can.
Absolutely, we can. As I said, there is a lot of work cut out for us, because we've been able to reach the thought leaders, reach the leaders, you know, in terms of partnering with them and discussing with them. But actually, we should be seeing more impact on the commuters, impact on our partners, where they are creating similar platforms for thought leadership that result in real action after the discussions, that have a real impact on the stakeholders or the consumers of public transport.
Because I guess that's the gold, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, you meet, there's a seminar, there's discussions, there's solutions created, but then implemented, and that's obviously key.
Absolutely. No talk shop only. It's about, let's talk about it, but let's do. So the time for just talking is over. It's about talking, thinking about it, and doing something about it, and hopefully doing something meaningful, sustainable, and something that brings value to the stakeholders.
Absolutely, Viwe. Let's leave it there. Thank you for your time and your input. We value your insight and learnings from 5 years of managing the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar. You've been listening to Viwe Mgedezi, Executive Manager for Knowledge Management at the Gautrain Management Agency, looking at the past 5 years of the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website. It's gautrain.co.za. Or follow us on Twitter.